Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vamitziah, daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We left off on daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the very top. We are up to B'chi Sachir Over Mishum Lo Tigzol on the second line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, Ali Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Ala Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. It is also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman in memory of Moshe's grandmother, Rezel Bas Yisrael Yosef, whose yard site is today, the Nesham Shavan Aliyah, and also sponsored by Binyamin Cohn in honor of his grandparents, Leila and Larry Cohn, founding members of our shul, whose yard sites are today and tomorrow. Wow, the Nesham Shavan Aliyah. We thank Binyamin very much for bringing that Torah, for reminding us of his wonderful, amazing grandparents who had so much to do with the founding of our shul. We miss them dearly. Today we're going to discuss the following. So first we're going to talk about why it is that a sachir is nishba v'notel if he makes the taina within a certain amount of time, and he's not nishba v'notel beyond that amount of time. So why is it that a sachir can be nishba v'notel when there were, and even if it's past that time, but there were edim, then that he was toveya, then he could still be nishba v'notel. If I could just Kyle. If you can mute yourself, thanks. Okay, so we're going to explain why the sachir can be a nishma v'notel when there are edim who saw him be toveya. Then we're going to have a mishnah. The mishnah is going to have limitations on the right to take a mashkon. Namely, when can you take a mashkon? From where? I'm sorry. Namely, who can take a mashkon, and from where can you take a mashkon? Is taking a mashkon up to the lender? Is taking a mashkon something that has to be done by Beis Din? Can you go into the guy's house to take a mashkon? If you meet him on the street, can you just grab it from him? Who and from where can one take a mashkon? Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether the shliach Beis Din is allowed to enter the lova's house in order to retrieve that mashkon. So Shmuel is going to have a chiddush about that, and the Gemara is going to challenge Shmuel from five different places. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss which items may not be taken as a mashkon, what basic, bare necessities the guy needs to be left with, if he's an ashir, if he's an ani, and what about for his wife, what about for his children, and then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have a list of Tanaim who all hold, in entirely different contexts from each other, the broad concept of Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim, that all of the Jewish people are considered like royalty. The context within which it comes up in our daf is about taking a mashkon. What kinds of items does a ben melech need to be left with? That may be different than what kinds of items we would think of as a poverty-stricken person needs to be left with. But kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. So, okay, so let's begin. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, second line on the page. V'chisachir over mishum bal tigzol. So we're right in the middle of a conversation, and we're in the middle of discussing why it is that we're going to trust that when it's avar's mano, we're going to trust the employer that he's already paid, the employee. And we said because the employer is not suspected of violating that he's not considered to be suspected of violating paying his workers late. So says Gemara, yeah, but v'chisachir over mishum bal tigzal, is the employee suspected of violating bal tigzal by claiming that which he's not entitled to, by claiming a paycheck when he's already received a paycheck? So therefore, we should still say that the sachir should be able to be nishpa v'notel. He should be able to take a shavua and get paid. And so Gemara, hasam trei chazaki hacha chad chazaka, that when you're coming to be toveya after the zman, so the balabayis has two chazakos that tell us that he's already paid. But the sachir, the employee, only has one chazaka that tells us that he has not yet gotten paid. What are the two chazakos versus the one chazaka? Gabe balabayis ikatrei chazaki. By the balabayis, there are two chazakos. Chad the din balabayis over mishum baltalin. Number one is that the balabayis will not violate baltalin. So we could say that if he didn't yet pay, he would have remembered v'chada de'in sachir mashas charo. And the other chazaka is that sachir does not delay in paying, that he actually is going to pay, he's going to want to pay his employees on time. Whereas from the employee perspective, there's only one chazaka that he's not going to violate the Isra of Bal Tigzal. So since the Balabayas has two chazakos and the employee has only one chazaka, the Balabayas' chazakas override the one chazaka of the employee, and therefore, once it's Igiyaz Man, the Sakhir no longer has the power in his hand to be able to get paid again by taking a Shavua. So now we move on to the next line of the Mishnah. Im Yesh Adam Shatvah, I raise a Nishma Venota. The Mishnah had said, even if it's Lachar Zmano, but there were Edim that the Sakhir was already Toveya, his payment, then he still retains the right to be Nishma Venota. Meaning, normally, the power of the Sakhir to be able to get paid through by taking a Shavua is lost as soon as it's Avar Zmano, as soon as the time for him to get paid is over. But if there are Edim that he was already Toveya, then he still retains that power. So the Gemara assumes that Edim Shetva'o means that there were Edim that he was already Toveya after the Zman was over. So I ask the Gemara, Vakatva'o l'kaman, what do you mean Edim that he was Toveya? He's being Toveya right now. What do I need Edim that he was Toveya? I see that he's being Toveya. So what does that mean that there are Edim that he's being Toveya? So I'm Ravasi. Ravasi explains what probably seemed obvious to us, Shetva'o b'zmano. No, we're saying that if there were Edim, that he was Toveya b'toch zmano. So, and this is a continuation of that Taina. That's why he could still be Nishma v'notel, because this conversation didn't start la'achar zmano, where all of the chazakos of the balabayis already exist. This conversation started before the balabayis had any chazakos, before the balabayis would have been expected to pay or expected to remember that he paid, and therefore the sacher can be Nishma v'notel. So says Gemara, yeah, but v'dum l'basar achipar. Why does it help that you have Edim that he was Toveya B'toch Zmano? Maybe he was Toveya B'toch Zmano, and the Balabayis said, okay, give me a day, and the Balabayis paid it the next day. So just because you're coming back a week later and you're saying, oh, but I have Edim that I was already Toveya this a week ago, okay, I believe you were Toveya a week ago, and I believe that 3 days ago he actually paid you. So Amar Abayis Shetvah Kol Zmano. No, we're talking about a case where Edim are made that it was Toveya up until the very end of the Zman of payment, that the Balabayis would violate Baltolin. So I know that the Tavia continued until the end of the Zman, and therefore I know that the Balabayis didn't pay B'toch HaZman. So says Gemara, Uli Olam, but the guy could be Tovea Kalayom forever, and the Sakhir is going to be Neman, meaning do we assume that the Balabayis never is going to pay? Just because once he was Tovea up until the end of the Zman. So now a month later, I'm still going to assume the Balabayis is not going to pay. I'm still going to give the Sakhir that power to be Nishma Benotel? Says more, no, it's not Liolam. Amar Rav Chaim Barukva Keneged Osayom Shel Tavia. Meaning, the way Rashi learns it, we give him 1 day. That 1 day after the Zman is over, he can be Nishma Benotel. After that 1 day is over, he can no longer be Nishma Benotel. Okay, so now we move on to the next mission, and this mission is all about taking a mashkon. So the Torah has dinim about taking a mashkon. The Torah tells us in Sefer Devarim that when a person is owed money, that you're not allowed to go into the guy's house to take a mashkon. Rather, b'chutz tamod, you got to stand outside, and then it's va'ish asher atano shebo yotzei lo v'savot achutza. And the man that owes you the money will bring the mashkon outside the house. So the Mishnah talks about who's allowed to take the mashkon from the lova. From where can you take the mashkon? And are there any kelim that you're not allowed to keep as a mashkon that you need to keep bringing back and giving back to the fellow so he's able to use it? Which, by the way, the Torah also talks about. The Torah says that if he's an ishani, lo tishkav ba'avoto, v'ashev tashiv lo asavot kivah shemesh v'sachav b'salmaso, that if you know the guy needs his pajamas and you took that as a mashkon, give it back to him at night. You know, he needs certain basic kelim there for his trade, for his work, give it back to him during the daytime. And the Torah says, "Ulchati et stakel lefnei Hashem elokecha." And if you do that, it's considered an act of tzedakah, which is the source for the concept of balchov kona mashkon, right? Because if it's that balchov must be the owner of the mashkon, because the concept of tzedakah means to give tzedakah from that which is yours. If it's not yours, then how could that be tzedakah? But okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Hamalvus chaveru. So Someone lends someone else money, and the time for payment has come. Lo yimashkenenu. He cannot take the mashkon himself, even if he finds him in the shuk and he doesn't go into his house. You're not allowed to be the one to take the mashkon. Ela bebeizdin. Only shliach beizdin is allowed to be involved to take the mashkon. The Yerushalmi Maseches Gittin explains that we don't want the malve to take kelim, the very best kelim of the love. Meaning we say the darko shel love is lahotzi pachos shebekelim, and we don't want you taking his very best stuff. So if we were allow you to go into his house and take whatever you wanted, so then you can end up taking his very best stuff. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Pei Hei says, no, it's because we don't want people to become to behave in a hefkerdik way where it's just going to lead to fighting. What's going to happen? Someone who's a more respected and powerful and prestigious person is going to take advantage of someone who's less powerful, and he's going to go into the house and he's going to take his best stuff, whereas the less powerful, when he's owed money by someone who's more powerful, is going to be terrified to go into the house. So it's going to be an uneven playing field. If you get Beis Din involved, so in theory at least, hopefully in practice, Beis Din will not be swayed by people's positions in society, and they'll see to it that everything is done in a fair way. V'lo yikanes lebeisa litol mashkon. Even the shliach Beis Din who's going to take the mashkon cannot go into the lover's house to take litol mashkon or to take the mashkon. The lover goes into the house; he brings out the mashkon. Shenemar, because the pasuk says b'chutz tamod, right? It says that you stand outside and the v'yishasheratano. It's the lova who's going to bring the mashkon outside. If the lova had two different kelim that are a mashkon in the hands of the malva, and because let's say the loan, the value of the loan is $200 each, and these kelim is worth $100, so he takes two kelim that equal up the value of the loan. The malva takes one of them that the lova does not need, and then he leaves the other one that the lova does need for him to be able to use. And when the lova needs the other one, then he flips him. So as the malva, meaning he has, let's say, two sets of, let's say kelim is two sets of clothing, right? So he has his Shabbos clothing and his weekday clothing. So take his Shabbos suit when it's during the week and take his weekday suit on Shabbos. And that way, he'll always have what he needs. You need to return to him his pillow at night so that he can go to sleep. And you need to give him his plow during the daytime so he can go to work and he can be able to do the things that he needs to do in his field. V'imeis, and if the lover dies and the malva is holding on to these mashkonos, eino machzul yorshav. He does not have to return those mashkons to the yorshim of the lover at the time that when they need them, because the pasuk says hashev tashiv lo. So with darshin, yeah, you have to return it lo to the lover himself, but not the yorshav. So what do? The malva can sell that mashkon and use that to collect his chov. So you see that kol zman that the lover is alive, the malva is not allowed to sell the mashkon and collect the chov. He has to just keep on giving it back and taking it back and giving it back whenever he needs it. The only idea of selling a mashkon is once the lova is dead. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af li'atzmo eno machzir, that even to the lova himself, the malva would not have to return the mashkon. Ela ad shloshim yom, beyond the first 30 days. First 30 days is where the lova has time to pay up and get his mashkon back, and therefore during that time, you should be doing this whole business that we spoke about in the earlier part of the Mishnah of giving back his mashkon and taking it back and not selling it. But once 30 days have passed, it's up to the malva, has every right to sell that mashkon and bezdin in order to be able to collect the chov that he's owed. So now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, so this one statement of Shmuel, and we're going to have five challenges to this one statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shliach Beizdin Menatech Netuche In Av Mushkune Lo. That a Shliach Beizdin, who's allowed to take the mashkon from the lova, can take it from the lova when he finds the lova in the shuk with these items. However, even the Shliach Beizdin may not enter the house of the lova to take the mashkon. That's the statement of Shmuel, that not only can the malva not enter the house of the lova, the shliach bezdin also may not enter the house of the lova. He's only allowed to take the mashkon from the lova if he finds him in the shuk. So ask the Gemara of Atanan, but it says in our Mishnah Malvas, that if you lend money to someone, you can only take a mashkon with the power with bezdin mechal de bezdin mashkin. But the implication is that with bezdin mimashkinin sounds like you go into his house to take a mashkon. So that's raya number one against Shmuel. Don't you see that Shliach Beis Din may go into the lover's house. So answer the Gemara, no, not a raya. Amalach Shmuel. Shmuel would respond, Ema, you could change the Lashon of the Mishnah a little bit. It doesn't say, it shouldn't say that lo yimashkenenu el bebeis din, but rather lo yinatchenu el bebeis din, that you're not allowed to take from him in the street, in the shuk, where you find him, unless it's beis din. Meaning, even the ability to take a mashkin from him when you happen to run into him in the street and you see he's wearing a nice watch and you say, hey, can you give me that watch as a mashkin? You're not allowed to do that. Only the beis din's allowed to do that. So the malva is not allowed to do anything in terms of confiscating a mashkin from the lova. The beis din is limited in that they're only allowed to do it pashuk. They're not allowed to do it in the lova's house. So hachinam mistavra, and it's most mistavra that that's the explanation of the Mishnah, because the Ketani Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah goes on to say, lo yikanes levesa lito mashkono. He's not allowed to go into the lover's house to take the mashkon. Well, money, who's not allowed to go into the lover's house to take the mashkon? Ilema balchov, if we're talking about a balchov, mereshish mamino, we already said that, because we said, lo yimashkenenu ela bebezdin. So we already know that the balchov himself is not allowed to take the law into his own hands to take a mashkon. So elalav shliach bezdin. So it must be that who's not allowed to go into the house? Who's the Mishnah talking about? That it's talking about the shliach bezdin. That even though bezdin is the only one authorized to take a mashkon, they too are limited in that they're not allowed to go into the lover's house in order to take the mashkon. So you see that the Mishnah only reads straight according to Shmuel. So it says Mari Imishum Halo Iria. If that's Shmuel's best shot, if that's his raya, that the Mishnah only reads straight according to him, that's not really a raya, because Hachika Amar. What the Mishnah might be saying is Hamalva is Chaver Lo Yimashkenenu El Bebeisdin Mechal Bebeisdin Mashkenim. Now, first of all, the Malva is not allowed to take the mashkon. Beis Din has to be the one to take the mashkon. Another din that's not beferish in the Mishnah, Ubalchov, and the Balchov himself, not only may he not go into the lover's house to take the mashkon the way Shliach Beis Din would, but afilin tuchei namilo. A Balchov is not even allowed to take a mashkon from the lova in the street, in the shuk, and shalo yikanis lebeso litol mashkono. And the reason the Balchov is not allowed to take a mashkon from the lova even in the shuk is because you don't want the malva going into the house of the lova to take the mashkon. And if we allow him to take a mashkon in any context, we have to be concerned that he might come to take it in every context. Meaning, if we're going to allow a balchov to grab a mashkon from the lova when he meets him in the shuk, we're going to have to be concerned that he might try also to go into the lova's house. So in order to prevent the balchov from doing that, balchov can't take the mashkon on his own at all. Only Beis Din is allowed to be involved in taking the mashkon. The Bach actually has a girsa, Zera Shemi Yikani Slabeso. That it's a Zera, you might come to go into his house. So the Balchov can't do anything. However, the Beis Din is apparently permitted to go into the house of the Lova to take the Mashkon, if you read the Mishnah this way. So the Mishnah does not have to be read like Shmuel, that even the Beis Din can't go into the Lova's house. No, maybe the Beis Din has full authority to take a Mashkon Bein Beshuk, Bein Bebayis, whereas the Malva has zero authority to take a mashkon, bein babayis, bein bashuk. So that's how you could read the Mishnah, not necessarily like Shmuel. So again, remember, Shmuel's chiddush was that even the Beis Din is not allowed to go into the lover's house. So we had one challenge to Shmuel and rejected it. And in fact, we thought we flipped around the challenge to make it a riot to Shmuel, but we rejected that as well. So it's neither a challenge nor a riot to Shmuel. So now we challenge Shmuel a second time. Masav Rav Yosef challenges. The pasuk says, Lo yachvol rechayim varechev, that a malva is not allowed to take from the lova as a mashkon the kalim that he uses in his mill, the stones that he uses to grind his grain in order to make flour, the rechayim and the rechev, sahadvar macherim chavol. But it sounds like other things you are allowed to take as a mashkon. And it also says lo sachbol beged almana, that you're not allowed to take as a mashkon the beged of an almana. Ooh, hashel acherim tachbol. But it sounds like other people's clothing you are allowed to take as a mashkon. So man, who is it talking about that's allowed to take it as a mashkon? Inim Balchov, if we're talking about the Malchut himself, the mashmos of the word chavala, it means taking a mashkon from the person's house. Because the Rechaim and Rechev are always in a person's house anyway. So how could it be that we're talking about the Balchov himself and we're saying that he's allowed to go into the guy's house to take a mashkon? Vaksiv lo savo el besol lavot avoto. That's against the pasuk. Pasuk says, one thing we know for sure, the Balchov may not go into the house to take the mashkon. Elalav shliach beizdin. So who are we talking about? It must be that it's talking about a shliach beizdin. That a shliach beizdin is not allowed to take from the house. He's not allowed to take the rechayim v'rechev, or he's not allowed to take a beged almana. Those are highly specific items. The implication is everything else the shliach beizdin is allowed to take, even from the house of the lova. From the fact that the Torah specifically identifies certain items that the shliach beizdin is not allowed to take from the house of the lova, the implication is every other item he is allowed to take from the house of the lova. Akasha on Shmuel. So answers the Gemara. Tir Gemara of Papa Bereid Rav Nachman Kamed Rav Yosef Va'amri Lo Rav Papa Bereid Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Yosef Li Olam. So someone answered that the psukim that say that you're not allowed to take a rechayim v'rechev and a beged almana are talking about the Balchov himself. But didn't we say the Balchov is not allowed to take anything from the lova's house? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that he's not allowed to take these specific items? It's to tell us that that if he takes these specific items, he's in violation of two los aseis. He's in violation of the los asei of going into, you know, the Torah tells us he's not allowed to go into the house at all. Lo savo el beso lavot avoto. And he's in violation of these additional los aseis of taking these specific items. So again, whenever we have lav or lav, b'shnei lavin, it's the understanding is that Kodesh Baruch was trying to make it very clear that he really, really does want you to do this, and these are more severe kinds of yisurim. There is a machlokas rishonim, when if these isurim are only violated when you take these mashkons balkorcho of the lova, or even if you take them midaito of the lova. The Rambam shita nuchz malva of the lova is that this isur is even if the lova gives you these kelim miritzono. He says here, take this as a mashkon, and therefore he says even b'shas halva'a you're not allowed to take these kelim, even though at that time he's giving it to you midaito. The Raiva disagrees and he says no, that the isur is only if you're taking it forcefully. Well, be the problem, meaning all of Dine Mamunis, if both parties agree, you could do whatever you want, meaning if both parties agree that I damage you and I only owe you this, and we both agree, so gazette, you could agree on whatever you want, so why should this be any different? If the lover agrees, so the lover agrees, so then you'd be allowed to take it. That's how the Ravid understands. Anyway, so now the Gemara says another Raya in terms of Shmuel. Tashma, let's bring a kasha on the din of Shmuel from that which we learned in the Brisa. Mimashma, from the fact that the Torah says b'chutz tamod, that the malva has stand outside, isn't it obvious that the lova has to bring out the mashkon? Otherwise, how does the mashkon make it outside? Meaning, if one party is outside and the other party doesn't bring anything out, so how does it get out? Elamata malomer vaish. Why does the pasuk have to say vaish shatanoshabo? The rabbis shliach beizdin. Ooh, must be telling me about a shliach beizdin. So what does that mean? It's telling me about a shliach beizdin. What? So my love, shliach beizdin kilo. Isn't it saying that just like the lova can go into the house and bring out the mashkon, the shliach beizdin also can go into the house and bring out the mashkon? And the way to touch the pasuk is as follows: Bachutz tamod, the malve, you need to stand outside. Va'ish, and the man who is the shliach beizdin, and also Asherat Hanoshebo, the Love, either one could be motzi as as a mashkon chutz could bring out the mashkon outside the house. Isn't that what it's telling me against Shmuel? Shmuel that said that the Beis Din is also not allowed to go into the house. So it says lo shliach Beis Din kamalve. No, what the pasuk is telling me is that just like the malva's got to stand outside, the shliach Beis Din has to stand outside. And the way to read the pasuk is bachutz tamod v'aish. Then not only does the malva stand outside, the ish also, the shliach beis did. And then the guy that actually owes you the money, the love, he's the one that's motzias avot achutza. He's the one that brings the mashkon outside out. So it's all a matter of where you put the comma in the sentence. Is it before the word vayish or after the word vayish? We should check the trup on the pasuk, see which see how we lay in it. But okay, so Tashima says Gemara, let's bring a raya. Im chavol tachbol salmas reyecha. So again, another raya against Shmuel. Pasuk says. Then Chavol Tachbol Salmos Reyachad Bar Hashem Shtishivenu Lo. So B'Shliach Beis Din Hakasim Medaber. We're talking about the Shliach Beis Din that took the clothing and gave it to the Malva as a Mashkon. So Atam B'Shliach Beis Din Hakasim Medaber Einu Balchov. Are you sure it's Shliach Beis Din? Maybe it's the Malva himself who took the clothing. No, Kshomer Lo Sovel Beis Ol Avod Avotov Hari Balchov Amur. No, from the pasuk I know that a Balchov himself is not allowed to go into the Lova's house to take the mashkon. Hamani mekayim chavol tachbol salmos reyecha. So who could it be talking about that's going into the house to take the mashkon? B'shliach Beis Din kasam medaber. Obviously it's talking about the Shliach Beis Din. So you see that the Shliach Beis Din is allowed to go into the lover's house to take the mashkon. Vayter against Shmuel. So the Gemara explains that it is in fact machlokas tanai. Meaning eino chinami. That seems to be a raya against Shmuel. But tanaihi, this is already a machlokas tanai. So eino chinami, you have a brisa that seems against Shmuel, but we have a brisa that tells us tanaim that are like Shmuel as well. Titania, because we have a brisa Shliach Beis Din Shvel Mashkano lo yikanis lebeis al Mashkano, that a Shliach Beis Din who wants to take a mashkon may not enter the house elomid b'chutz. He has to stand outside va'alav motzi lo mashkon, and the lova will then bring the mashkon out to him. Shnamar b'chutz tamod va'ish. So that's one brisa. That's the brisa that says just like Shmuel that even the Shliach Beis Din is not allowed in the house. Vitanya idach, we have another brisa. Balchov shebal mashkano the yikarnis the base of the mashkano elo omid b'chutz. Balchov may not go inside the house. He's got to stand outside. V'halah nichnas umotzi lo mashkano shnamar b'chutz tamod. And the lovek goes into his own house, gets his mashkon, brings it outside. Ushliach Beis Din Shabbal the Mashkano, Harezin Nichnas the Beis of Mashkano. And the Shliach Beis Din, like the Lova, may go into the house of the Lova and may take the Mashkon against Shmuel. So you see that we have two different prices. One very clearly says exactly what Shmuel said, and the other one very clearly goes against Shmuel. So in the end of the day, even though we had four rayas, it turns out that it's a machlokas tanaim. So now the Gemara just quotes the end of the second brisa, says that brisa, V'lei Mashkanen Dvarim Sholsim Ben Ochel Nefesh. By the way, when you're taking a mashkon, you cannot take things that he needs for ochel nefesh, because the pasuk says ki nefesh hu chavel. So anything that makes ochel nefesh is included in that part of the pasuk. So the brisa tells us another din now that the Shliach Beis Din that comes to take the mashkon from the guy's house is not allowed to take all of his stuff for a mashkon. V'nosin mita umita umatza la'ashir. He needs to leave a mita. And a mita, meaning two beds, and a mattress or a mat of some sort for an ashir, because he needs a soft mattress to sleep on, because an ashir is used to more luxurious type of living. And mita umita umapat la'ani. And he's got to leave a bed, and a flimsy mattress for an ani to be able to sleep on, because that's what he's used to. Lo avalo le'ishtov lo levan v'levnosav. You have to leave that for the guy himself, but you don't have to leave that for his wife and for his children as well. So, kederech, shemesadrin balchov, kach mesadrin barachim. Just like when it comes to a balchov, someone who owes you money, you need to make sure he has his basic necessities when you take his mashkon, so too if a person owes money to Hagdish because of an erech vow, he took a neder of arachin and he doesn't have the money to pay it, so even though Beis Din is allowed to take his kalim as a way of collecting that chov that he owes to Hagdish, but they need to leave him with his basic necessities. So we use balchov as a model for how to properly confiscate things from a person when it comes to Erechid. So it says, Klap Elayah, Ikrasi Dabarach and Ksiv. No, you got it backwards. The basic idea of leaving him with his basic necessities is really a pasuk in the context of Arachid, because the pasuk says, V'machu merkcha v'amidu l'fnei ha-koin v'erechos ha-koin al-pi asher tasik yad anoder yarichenu ha-koin. So we darshin the pasuk, who may erkecha, the Gemara in Erechin Darshins, that you need to be, you need to give him the ability to live by doing an assessment and by leaving him the basic things. So it's from Erechin that we can learn to Balchov, not the other way around. Ela'ema, Kedavshim Sadin Barachin, Kach Masadin Balchov. Enochanami. It should be the other way around. That just like we know from the pasuk that you should be Masadin for him for to be able to pay his Erech vows and still not have to lose his basic necessities. So the same is true by a Balchov. So, Amarman. Now let's go reassess the Brisa. Let's analyze different parts of the Brisa. So we said in this Brisa, Nosein, Mita, Umita, Umatza, La'ashir. Mita, Umita, Umapatz, La'ani. That's two beds and a mattress. For both an Asher and an Ani, it's just a more luxurious mattress for an Asher than for an Ani. Well, Laman, who are you leaving two beds for? It can't be that the second bed is for his wife and kids, because we just said in the Brisa that you do not have to leave stuff for the wife and kids. It's only lo, it's only for him that you have to leave stuff. It must be both beds are for him. Who needs two beds? So one is a bed that he eats on, that they used to eat on types of mitos instead of chairs. They didn't have dining room chairs. They had more like reclining mitos that they would eat on. And the other one was for him to sleep on. And those should be different beds. He should not sleep on the same bed that he eats on. Why not? Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Kalmilia Dana Sasaya Shmuel says, look, I am a big doctor. I know the cures for just about everything. The Gemara said back in Pei Beis that Shmuel Yarchina Asya Derebi Hava, that he was the doctor for Rebbe. So apparently he was a doctor. We have a long history of big Talmidei Chachamim that were doctors, right? The Rambam, the Ramban, many great doctors. So Shmuel was on that list. Shmuel was a great doctor. So he said, I can cure just about anything. Levar mehani tas. There are three things I can't cure. Manda achela hina merira aliberekana. A person who eats a bitter date on an empty stomach, the type of stomach ache that's going to give you is something that is beyond my curing abilities. Number two is amanda asa misna tekisna retiva achartze, a person who ties around him a moist flax belt around himself, that's going to cause you all sorts of tzaras that I can't cure. And number three, most importantly for us, umanda achnam of lo maske abra garmidi, a person who eats bread and then doesn't walk for amos before he goes to sleep. So if you eat and just drop on the spot and go to sleep, that is very, very unhealthy. Person needs to get moving a little bit after he eats before he goes to sleep, and the kind of illness that it's going to cause you if you don't is something that I'm simply not able to cure. So that's why you need to leave him with two beds, because you want to set the two beds up at least four amos apart from each other so that you can guarantee that the guy's going to take a little bit of a walk after he eats before he goes to sleep. So Rav Nachman asks from our Mishnah on what the last price had said. The last price said that we're Masadim Balchov. So Tani Tana, the Tana it's taught that Kameid Rav Nachman Kederuk Shemasadim Barachin Kach Masadim Balchov, that just like you Masadim for Arachin and you leave him with his basic needs, so too for a Balchov you do the same thing. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said to the person who was teaching him this, who was saying over this Tanoic teaching, Hashus Vuni Masadim Le Sidurim Masadim Le, I understand. You're allowed to sell the things that you take as a mashkon. So if you're going to sell his stuff, you're going to tell me that we're Masadr al-Balchov and you're not going to take his kelim. Not only do you take his kelim, you sell his kelim. So it says, umimis abninilei, who told you that you sell his kelim? When it's things that he needs. Vatnan, didn't our Mishnah tell us Dafka not to do that? Then Machzir Sakar B'lai, Levas HaMachresh B'yom, don't sell it, give him back his pillow at night, give him back his plow during the day. So you see that we're Masadrin, you see that we try to make sure that he has what he needs when he needs. So it says, no, Tana, the Tana that they were quoting to Rav Nachman is from Shimon Gamliel, Tana Kameh, was teaching the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel that came up later in our Mishnah, where Rav Shimon Gamliel had said that after 30 days, you taka can sell it, and you could stop the business of keep on giving it back every night. And this is what Rav Nachman was asking him. According to Rav Shmuel Liel, you're allowed to sell even the kelim the guy needs, his pillow, his plow. You're allowed to sell after 30 days. So, does it make sense that we're not going to take all of his kelim and we're going to leave him with the good stuff that he really needs? After all, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who said beferish in our Mishnah that that after 30 days you can go and sell it. So says Gemara, umimaydechi kam Rav Shimon Gamliel zabuni legamri kamar. Wait, how do you know that when Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you could sell it in Beis Din, it means that you sell it entirely and you don't leave the lova whatever his basic needs are? Dil mahachi kamar. Maybe what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say in our Mishnah is as follows: Ad shoshim yom hadalei beine. Up until 30 days, you return the mashkon as is to the lova, even if it's a beged or a, you know, very, very expensive beged or very expensive kli, and the malva is not allowed to sell it. And mikan ve'elach, after 30 days, not that you could just sell it just like that. Mahadulei l'maydu chazilei, umuzabni l'maydu lo chazilei. You say to the guy, look, I understand you need a watch, you need to be able to tell time, but it doesn't need to be a Rolex, so I'm going to sell the Rolex, and I'll buy you a nice, I don't know, whatever a cheap watch is, and I'll whatever I wear, I'll buy you that, and then and that will be you'll have to make do with that. So maybe part of what Mishulam is saying is that you're misadrin, though. You make sure he gets what he needs, but he shouldn't be living in luxury. So says Mar, if Mishulam Liel held that misadrin balchov, there's no way he would say that you should downgrade the way this guy is used to living. There is nothing that is beneath the level of a Jewish person. I mean, a Jewish person is a ben melech, and he deserves to have his Rolex. I mean, he deserves to have whatever, the most comfortable mattress. Tam Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Liel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. There are four different Tanaim in different contexts that okulu svirulu, that all hold Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hein, that in different contexts they all hold the basic concept that all Jewish people are treated like b'nei melachim. So Rabbi Shimon Liel, where do we find that? The Tanan, because there's a Mishnah Masech Shabbos. When it discusses that which is mukzah on Shabbos, it says lois haluf, a certain type of a bean that's raw and you can't cook it on Shabbos, so that's mukzah. Velois hachardal, and it's mukzah to handle mustard, which since you can't grind it on Shabbos, and it's not right to eat when it's not ground up. So these are mukzah items. Rav Shimon Gamliel matir beluf mreshu machal orvin. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, luf isn't mukzah because you could feed it to orvim, and even though most people don't raise ravens because they're very expensive birds to raise and it's a rich man's pet, yeah, but all the Jewish people are like rich men, even though they're not all necessarily rich, but they're all b'nei malachim. So you see, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that we treat all b'nei Yisrael like kings. Rabbi Shimon Tetanan, where do we find Rabbi Shimon has such a similar idea? Because in Masech HaShabbos, it goes through the things that you're not allowed to do mishum refuah on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to rub certain type of oils on a makkah on Shabbos because they're very expensive, and it's obvious that you're only doing it for refuah because you would never use such expensive oils outside of the context of refuah. But b'nei melachim, sachan shem v'daril gabi makasein v'shabes shekein darkan los chol. But if you're a very rich person, you're b'nei melachim, you're royalty, then you could use rose oil on your makkah on Shabbos because you use rose oil and you bathe in it. You know, it's the kind of stuff you use even not for refuah, so it's not an obvious refuah. I mean, anything you would do in the course of a normal day, when you're not feeling ill, you're allowed to do for the sake of refuah on Shabbos. So let's say your throat is hurting a little, you could have a hot tea with honey, because a hot tea with honey is something you would do with, of course. So a rich person would take shemen vered on their skin always, and therefore for a rich person it's fine on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hein. Every Jew is b'nei melachim. It's never considered inappropriate for a Jewish person to have shemen vered on his skin. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, where do we find Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva hold that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim? Titania, Haresha, a person knows someone else, Elav Zuz, it's still a Bas Me'amana, and he's wearing a garment that's worth 10,000 Zuz. So Mavshita knows some Mimenu, he take off that 10,000 Zuz item of clothing. They give him a 1,000 Zuz item of clothing, or whatever, something that fits Lefi Kvodo, and they sell it in order to be able to pay back the guy that he owes. V'tanu Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, V'tanu Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Kol Yisrael Ruli in Los Yisla. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva said, no, you don't take away his fancy bekasha, even if it's gold laced and it's got diamond studs on it or whatever, because Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, everyone deserves to dress like a king. Now, according to the Havamina that we had, that you find his expensive items, you sell it and you give him that which he needs to get by. Well, Bishlam Karva Keses, Chazilei Debeni Beni. I understand by Karva Keses that he can get by with a cheaper Karva Keses. He can get by with a cheaper pillow and a cheaper blanket. Ela machresha lemaychazia. Well, what do you mean? What kind of machresha does he have? That a fancy machresha? Is there such a thing as like a fancy plow that he has that you're going to say that we'll sell his fancy plow and we'll give him a simple plow? So it says, well, yeah. Amar baraba machresha de kaspa. If it's made out of silver, so it's not a machresha. It would be a lousy machresha to plow a field with silver. Is not a very strong metal, but it means like that it's some type of back scratcher that he uses in the base of Merchatz or something. So he has a fancy silver one with his name on it or whatever, you know. So that you could sell and get him just a regular plastic back scratcher. So Maskeflor of Chagav Alei Malei Lava Leikaramis. Can't the Malva say to him, you're not my responsibility. I shouldn't have to worry about your parnasa. So why should I lose out and not be able to collect my chov because you want to keep your standard of living? So I'm like Abai said back, Ivra Alei Karami. It is your problem. And you do have to support Mishum Shneamar, because the pasuk says in the context of Mashkon Ulucha Tia Tzedaka. So you see that it's a tzivoy that you need to make a tzedaka out of this and make sure that the guy has whatever it is that he's going to need. Okay, so Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the second line. Iba Yilahu. Have a great day, everybody.